The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers back to another episode of The Challenges of Youth Yes, Alhamdulillah, in this program we discuss various aspects or various challenges that the youth face and Islamic guidance on how we can overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillah. For today as well, we have a beautiful topic of discussion, very important topic of discussion. I'm sure you will enjoy it. And then inshallah azza wa jal, it will also help you a lot through your life. But before we discuss our topic of discussion, let us first discuss some benefits that we receive by us reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites salat once upon me sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Wow, 10 mercies upon the person who recites salat just once. And so, if we want more mercy of Allah azza wa jal, just recite more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And as we said, today's topic is an interesting topic and it's going to assist us through our lives. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today's topic of discussion is time management. Yes, such an important topic, such an important topic. Our life is made up of time. Alhamdulillah, and we have to manage our lives. We have to manage that time. Managing that time is managing our lives because our life is made up of those moments. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. However, before we get any further into that topic, let's first soothe our hearts by listening to the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just after that we will come back and dive headfirst into our topic inshallah azza wa jal. For now, enjoy this beautiful naad. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina maulana muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Yaad e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai
yaad e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai
yaad e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai
محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
نام محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے، دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے۔
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے۔ آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سرطاہا کا تاج، آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سرطاہا کا تاج، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے۔
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے۔ سب اس کے محتاج، غوث کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے۔
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے۔ اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ، آجو ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ، آج حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے۔
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے۔ نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے۔
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful wonderful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whenever we listen to his praises sallallahu alaihi wasallam we feel such serenity descend upon us, such ease. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Oh beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a sign of our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah azza wa jalla for this, that when the lover hears the beloved praised, the lover's heart becomes joyous. And so when we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being praised, then we become joyous. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As we mentioned, we're going to get into our topic of discussion, and that has been mentioned already, the topic being time management. Yes, time management, that is of utmost importance. Why is it so important? Because time itself is important. So since our time is so important, we have to ensure that we manage it so that we are productive, so that we do the best that we can do with our time. Time is of such importance in the life of a believer. And if we recite the Holy Quran and recite the translation of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman Sharif, as well as the tafsir of the Holy Quran, then we will realize the importance that Allah Azza wa Jal has shown to us that time has in our lives. There is a surah in the Holy Quran, Suratul Asr, and the literal meaning of the word Asr is time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of time as well in Suratul Asr. So subhanallah azza wa jalla, you can make reference to the beautiful surah, Suratul Asr, found in the 30th juz of the Holy Quran. And there, inshallah, you will find in the tafasir, in the explanations, beautiful explanations regarding time and its importance as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of the importance of time. The one whose time is not used in a productive manner, such a person is indeed in great loss. Such a person is indeed in great loss. There's a hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that there are two ni'mas, there are two bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that many people are in loss regarding these bounties. Two mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal, that many people are in loss regarding these bounties. And what are these bounties? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these bounties are as-sihha and al-faragh. That is good health and free time. Good health and free time. These are two great bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. But unfortunately, many people misuse these bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Many do not give due respect and honor to these bounties and do not use these bounties in ways that they should be used in. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has also written a beautiful risala regarding the precious nature of our time. And Amir al-Sunnat has named that risala Priceless Diamonds. Yes, priceless diamonds. In that risala, you will find that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat draws our attention to the fact that every moment of ours is a priceless diamond. It's something that you cannot place a price on. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. If someone had all the wealth in the world and they wanted to buy a minute of our time, then too we cannot sell it to them. We cannot sell a minute of our time in such a way that it comes off our lives and goes on to their lives. No. Each of us has this precious bounty. Each of us has this great ni'mah that Allah bless us with this time. And the value of this time will be understood on the Day of Judgment. It would be understood when people are made to enter Jannah, or some will be made to enter Jahannam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us safety and security from His adab, and may Allah Azza wa Jal deliver us to Jannah. Ameen. However, on that day, on the Day of Judgment, people will realize the importance of time. That if I use my time to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, to do some ibadah, then what great rewards it would have brought me. And if I use my time in a wrong way, then what grave sin it brings me to. So we need to understand the importance of this ni'mah and how it is that we can use this ni'mah. And in order for us to be able to use this ni'mah to the best of our abilities, we need role models. Yes, we need role models. Whenever we go through any challenge, we look for some sort of a mentor. A mentor assists us through that challenge. We see someone who has crossed that path already successfully, and they can guide us as to how we too can cross that path successfully. So we must have role models in our lives. And for the believers, for the Muslims, we have the best role model ever. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the best, the one that Allah Azza wa Jal has spoken about in the Holy Quran, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. He is the perfect role model. So when you study the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used so perfectly every precious moment of his life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the best usage of his time. And so I encourage you to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are also beautiful programs on Madani channel that you will find in the English language as well regarding the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can go to Madani channel's social media pages and you'll find it there, insha'Allah ta'ala. And then you study the seerah, the lifestyle, the lives of the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they took direct teaching from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thus they too made the best usage of their time. After that you find the a'immatul mu'mineen, the leaders and the imams of this ummah. You find Imam al-Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. You study these personalities, the awliya-i-kiram, the pious predecessors, our Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, our Khaja-i-Khajagan, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then various awliya-i-kiram around the world. When you study their lives, then you realize that these people have not let any moment of their time just pass by in useless affairs. Alhamdulillah. It is a consciousness that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed them with, that they had such perfect and beautiful routines, that they would be up in the morning at a certain time to perform Salatul Tahajjud. Between their Tahajjud and their Salatul Fajr, they would recite certain awrad wa wadaif. They would do certain good a'mal. They would perform Salatul Fajr. Thereafter, what they would do, certain a'mal, certain awrad, certain wadaif, sometimes they would teach in that time. There are great scholars that have taught all the way from Fajr to the time of Salatul Dhuhr, and that time was spent in passing on the knowledge of the deen, teaching the Holy Quran, teaching the ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they had beautiful schedules. They scheduled their entire lives, that every day had its schedule, and that is the success of a person. That is how you are able to bring about productivity into your day, by means of a schedule. You need to have a schedule. We need to have a routine. There has to be a time to start. There has to be a time to end something. There has to be a time to start the next task. And alhamdulillah, as believers, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us immensely that our entire routine and schedule can be made around our five daily salah. That from the morning all the way to the night, you just plan your routine around your salah and you see how everything fits so perfectly. And just when you're getting lost in the dunya, or you're getting lost in the world, or you have so much of worry and stress at that time, and then you hear the adhan and then you go to perform salah and you break away from everything and you regain your focus, and then you come back to the task ever so refreshed, with a fresh mind, thinking of new ideas and getting ahead with the task. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So set our routines. We have to have our routine set. We need set times for sleeping. We need set times for eating. We need set times for our salah. We need set times for different activities. If you want to fit into your day 50 activities, you would think that perhaps this is impossible. But you see that when you set your routine, alhamdulillah, you are able to fit those activities in. And thus, many sulaha-i kiram fitted so much of activity into their days because they had beautiful, wonderful routines. So routines help us to achieve more. And routines assist us in being disciplined. It assists us in being disciplined, that we have a time for each thing. We know what starts when and what ends when. We have our clocks. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us in today's time, alhamdulillah, that you have watches, you have cell phones, you have wall clocks, you have hand watches. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these are mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can keep track of our time via these means. And our bodies also have this internal clock as well, that you will learn as you study the human body. And we should study, alhamdulillah, we should study the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the light of the teachings of the deen of Islam, and you will see the beauties within this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our bodies also have its own internal clock. And the one who sleeps at a certain time, soon after Salatul Isha, or in the early hours of the night, or in the early hours of the night, then alhamdulillah, certain chemicals are released in that person's body to help that person to go to sleep. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And when one stays up and passes that time, and those chemicals are released and then they wear off, then the person has difficulty falling asleep. So also work in congruence with our natural clocks, our internal clocks as well. When it's time to sleep, we need to rest. And when it's time to wake, we need to wake. So you must have that schedule. You find that students around the world, alhamdulillah, they have a schedule for the entire study time. And when it comes to their holiday season, that's the time the schedule breaks. And that's disastrous. That is disastrous for us, because you have a set schedule and you are working proficiently through that schedule. And then when it comes to the holiday time, then you have a huge break in schedule. And then there's a struggle for the body to then adapt to that. And then after the holidays, there's a struggle for the body to readapt to the schedule. And then it comes to the examination times, and then we have a different schedule again. So these constant changes in schedule, they become difficult. And when we leave our schedule and we just say, let's see what happens. This is not the way we should live. We should live such that we have goals, we have set times, and we try to achieve them. Yes, we must have a routine, whether it be your usual school time routine, your study time routine, your work time routine, or your holiday routine. But you need to have some sort of a routine. Yes, the routine is set, but we can be flexible within the routine. If there is need to change one thing, two things, it can be slightly adjusted. But it should not be such that the entire routine falls away. Then another important aspect of our time management is giving up useless tasks. Giving up those tasks that do not benefit us. If a task benefits us, yes, we need to work on it. But then you have tasks that don't benefit us at all. And if the task is not beneficial to your dunya or your akhirah, then why are we involved in such a task? We should involve ourselves in tasks that are beneficial to our dunya and our akhirah. Now, alhamdulillah, within our lives, we have tasks that are important tasks. Sometimes they're even urgent tasks. Important means it needs to be done. It has to be done. And urgent means it needs to be done very soon. So we should break that down. We should break down our important and our urgent tasks. How can we break that down? You break your tasks down into, is it important? And is it urgent? You'll find certain tasks that are important and they are urgent. So you place them in one column. Then you have other tasks that are important, but they are not urgent. Meaning, although they're important, we don't need to do them immediately. Then we have tasks that are not important, but they are urgent. So we have a separate column for them as well. And then lastly, you have tasks that are not important and they are not urgent. So those were four columns that we made. Try to make these columns, put pen to paper. Column for important and urgent tasks, a column for important but not urgent tasks, a column for not important but urgent tasks, and the last column for those tasks that are not important and not urgent. And what do we do with these four columns? You write down all those tasks that are either important and urgent, and they will go under that column, or they're important but not urgent, and they will go under a separate column. And what do we do then? Then we take all the tasks that are important and they are urgent, and you put that on your list and you do that. Why? Because it's important in your life and it's urgent. It comes to the time of salah, and salah is necessary upon you. It's urgent that you do perform salah, and it's important that you do perform salah. So what do? You perform salah. And then you have some tasks that may be important but not urgent. What do you do with those tasks? You schedule those tasks. You schedule them for what time is it that I'm going to go to this task, so that your mind is not clouded by a task which you can perform later. And so you schedule that for a set time. Then we have tasks that are not important, but they are urgent. And what can we do there? There we can delegate those tasks. Ask someone to do it for you. Set someone to do that task. And then you can just take a report from that person in a kind and a humble way, that how did the task go? Was it achieved? And then lastly, you have tasks that are not important and not urgent. And what do we do with these tasks? Delete these tasks. Remove these tasks. If they're not important and they're not urgent, then why are we doing them? A wonderful example that's found in so many people's lives is just scrolling through social media. Not important, not urgent. We don't have to do it now, and we don't have to do it at all. And what happens? Just scrolling through social media, time goes. Time disappears. People say we are killing time. No, we are not killing time. We are not killing time. Time is like a sword. You'll find among the sayings of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, if you don't use it to cut, it will cut you. that if you don't use it to benefit you, then it will cause your destruction. If you are just going to let time pass, you can't kill time. Time is taking away from our lives. Every moment passing is a moment closer to our death. So we need to use our time. We need to use our time in the best possible ways. And for that, we're going to have to set our schedules. We're going to have to realize what is it that I need to do now? What is it that I need to do later? And we need fixed time frames for each thing. Each thing, whether it be sleep, or whether it be eating, or whether it be worship, or whether it be studying, or even if it be exercise. Yes, it's important to exercise as well, so that you can keep healthy, you can keep fit, you can study well, you can perform salah well, you can do ibadat well, you can serve Allah Azza wa Jal well, you can serve the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala well. So we must keep fit as well. And so set in time for your exercise routine as well. Whether it be walking, some may run, some may do various stretches or exercises. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So you set your times, inshallah, and use your time wisely. This is a great ni'mah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Those who do not use their time wisely, indeed they are in loss. As our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and we mentioned at the beginning of today's program, that there are two ni'mahs regarding which many people are in loss: health and free time. If we don't use our free time well, then we will be in loss. And your healthy days, use them well, for days of sickness do come, and then we cannot do the same that we did in our good health. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us to take the good that we've learned from this program and act upon it. Until next time, until the next program, you stay good, you be good, you recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and continue watching Madani channel to continue receiving good advices as per the Deen of Islam to overcome the challenges of our lives and the challenges of our youth. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.